Well, you know what, guys? What's always bothered me about school shootings is the copycat factor. Now, I remember the first school shooting, Columbine, 1999. I'll never forget that. I was like, this actually happened. And then ever since then, it has not stopped. School shootings continue to happen. And now there seems to be a new trend of transgender school shooters. Now, you guys know what happened in Tennessee, Nashville. The Nashville trans shooter went to a Christian school, shot up the place. I believe six people got killed. And of course, the shooter was actually gunned down by police. Suicide by cop. I believe that was the intention. Now, there was a manifesto, but of course, we're not allowed to actually know what the manifesto said, even though I actually shot a video and then I actually took it down from YouTube because YouTube was going after channels that actually put up videos on it. Amazing, right? That's why you guys need to follow us on Rumble. The link is in the description for Black and White News over there. Well, it seems like we may have another transgender shooter. However, this plot was actually foiled. And good on the police for actually arresting this person. And this person, man, actually saw another story on this. I'm surprised CNN actually covered this. But CNN did not acknowledge that this person was trans. This is a biological female identifying as a male. They left that part out. That's probably on purpose, guys. But let's get into this story, man, because if this person did not get caught, it seems like they were planning something big time at multiple schools. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you watch on Rumble, click the join button to get access to the same thing. So here we go. Check this out, guys. 18-year-old female trans student charged for planning two Maryland school shootings. Manifesto said she wanted to be famous. Well, you're not going to get your wish, but it definitely seems like you may actually be going away for a very, very long time. A very long time. Let's read this, guys. And this is the picture of this female trans shooter who wants to be called Alex, even though this person's name is actually Andrea. It says here, an 18-year-old high school student who identifies as transgender was arrested and charged over alleged plans to shoot up a Montgomery County, Maryland school. The suspect had a 129-page manifesto in which the student strategized how to undertake the crime. Andrea Yee of Rockville, who goes by Alex Yee, was arrested on Wednesday by local Montgomery County police. This follows an investigation carried out by local police in association with the FBI field office out of Baltimore. The manifesto was discovered after a search warrant was carried out. Quote, Yee was taken into custody and charged with threats of mass violence. She is currently being held at the Montgomery County Central Processing Unit, where she awaits a bond hearing. The news release from the Montgomery County Police Department referring to the female student as he. No, I'm referring to this person as a female because this is a female right here. Don't give this would-be mass murderer the pleasure of preferred pronouns. No, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Parts of the manifesto were reportedly included in the application for the statement of charges. It read, quote, I want to shoot up my school. I've been preparing for it for the past few months as I sit in front of my dad's gun case and stare at the sleek black gun inside. All I can think about is my finger on the trigger, taking aim and killing people. The gun is an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. It's the kind of gun with a long barrel and a stock you put up against your shoulder. The gun is going to change lives tomorrow. This person should never be released from prison ever. Life sentence. Life sentence. Even though this person was not allowed to actually carry this out, life sentence. End of story. Because if you end up releasing this person, I don't care if it's like 20 years down the road, this person is a danger to society. Anyway, she continues on, quote, "As I walk through the hallways, I cherry pick the classrooms that are the easiest targets. These ones are close to the entrance and have windows and doors. I need to figure out how I'll sneak the gun in. Maybe a duffel bag will work. I just hope security doesn't stop me." Yeah, life, man. Life. And there's more here, guys. There is more. Man, this is pretty lengthy right here. I don't know if I want to read this whole thing because it is pretty lengthy. But you guys get the point. You guys get the point right there. Let's see here. "In addition to plans to shoot up a high school, Yi also wrote about potential plans to shoot up an elementary school, indicating that this was part of a yearning to be famous. Another trans school shooter, Audrey Hill, did become famous after murdering 3 children and 3 adults at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee. Hill also left behind a manifesto, though the fate of that document is in the hands of courts. The search of Yi's belongings was uncovered, internet searches, drawings, and further documents about mass violence. So a press conference will be held today." So there you have it, man. Another would-be terrorist got caught. This person should never see the light of day again. Never. Now, the media is probably going to, and they did the same thing with Audrey Hill. They tried to make Audrey Hill become a sympathetic figure. Disgusting. Simply because Audrey Hill wanted to identify as a male. The whole trans thing. That is disgusting. And they're trying to sweep the trans part of this thing with this person also right here. Yeah. Life in prison. Don't let this person out, man. This person is a danger to society. And thank God, man, that this person actually got caught by the police. Don't let them see the light of day again. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.